Begin the current daf, Masech this might cut, and daf you design. Begin on the base. Begin to test master. Begin with the Gemara. Shle Yishu Karbanesei. We don't want them to delay their karbanas. So, although they had opportunity before Yom Tov to take a haircut, but now that it's on Yom Tov itself, we don't want them delaying their karbanas. So, therefore, we're going to let them cut their hair. Which Tosfos bothered. It says, Avakav the Tagalachas, the Nazal Ma'akav. What do you mean? The haircut in Nazar is not Ma'akav bringing his karbanas. So, why are we letting the haircut so that he doesn't delay the karbanas? So it says, yeah, but become welcome. However, Ragulaglech, the norm is to take the haircut. That's what people are accustomed to. Because the mitzvah leglech, there is a mitzvah to cut the hair and put the hair beneath the pot that's cooking the carbon. So they were concerned that if we don't let him cut his hair, he's going to lay his carbon until after the mayan, so they could burn the hair there, and therefore they permit him to cut his hair, so that he brings the carbon and doesn't delay it. Kinnik says, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Keshachal Shemini B'Shabbos, when the eighth day falls on Shabbos. Now, and the Gemara wanted to say that when do we allow a mourner to cut the hair on the regal? It's talking about when day eight was on Shabbos, which is every regal. So it comes out that if Shmini is on Shabbos, it comes out the beginning of the morning was also on Shabbos. Well, explain how's that possible? Either Kogun Shoshama Shmu B'Shabbos, meaning he heard about that his relative died on Shabbos, but he was already buried from before Shabbos. So then the mourning will start on Shabbos, because you can't say that it's when he died on Shabbos, because the mourning only starts when the burial is, and the Kavrasa of Shabbos, and we don't bury on Shabbos. So it's talking about that was buried before, but he heard on Shabbos. Or B'Yushalmi Mokala, but Yushalmi actually explains it, because we're talking about where the body was dragged away by a wild animal. And they gave up hope trying to find it. Then you start counting for the moment that you gave up, which that was on Shabbos, and then it could be that the Avila started on Shabbos. That according to them, you don't say Miksim Kukuloi. So you didn't finish the Avelis on Erev Yom Tov. There was no heter to take a haircut, even if it wasn't Erev Yom Tov on Shabbos. Now, even when it's Erev Yom Tov on Shabbos, it's not considered like an Einus, and therefore they didn't permit you to cut your hair on Chol HaMoed. Now, says the Yisrael, like, don't ask me to come back and make a Lechab Shabbos, but you should be able to take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, even though it's actually day six of the Avelis. K'mechal Shvi Shaloi be'Erev Shabbos Erev Regel, like when day seven falls out on every Shabbos, which every Yom Tov, the shorter bun like left, their bun permitted you to take a haircut. I've got the list of mitzvahs kikul ba'avelis, even if they don't hold mitzvahs kikulay by the laws of mourning. So, why don't you say the same thing over here? That even though you don't usually say that, but it should have the equivalent of that same case of day seven of every Shabbos, every Yom Tov. So, it's nice to know they're different because the hasam over there, initial ma'avelis kikul Yom Tov, the mourning, when day seven is on every Shabbos, which every Yom Tov, the mourning is totally finished before Yom Tov because Shabbos is every Yom Tov. You're not a mourner anymore, therefore you're allowed to take a haircut on day seven. Avagav to Megaleach, Koydin Shinishlam, although you're taking a haircut before you finish that Baylis, the whole less will mix him Kukulu Baylis, because they don't hold of Mixim Kukulu Baylis. So according to them, every Shabbos is still in the days of Baylis on day seven until literally Shabbos. But the Hoch over here, when you finish your Baylis on Shabbos before the Yomtiv, Mio Islahu, but there they do hold of Mixim Kukulu, Mishum Kavi Yomtiv, because of honor for the Yomtiv. Because the Ashkenazim, we find the Gemara says, Yumid Avav, Mabez, Bezav, Bezav. We find by Zav and Zav, Ham, Mixim, Kukulai. People agree that day seven, you could table, and we say, Mixes, Yum, Kukulai. And therefore, that's the same thing that Ramon holds on day seven. Aval, but over here, when day seven is on Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Kashesh, Adan, Yumi Avez, when it's still days to the morning until the Yom Tov, literally. So then, like, there we don't say, for the Rabbanan, Mixim, Kukulai. Abotem, but this takes it to one, because Hey Chasrin, how are we saying, Kod Rabbanan, it's us for the mourner to take a haircut? And the proof is that it's aser mihai d'leitan mimasnitin. We didn't see in the Mishnah ha'avil va'koin mitam legaleach that the mourner and the koin are permitted to go ahead and cut their hair mishum d'lesle p'nai because they didn't have opportunity to cut before and if it's einus. So that the Gemara is medak korn rabbanon. Yeah, Yitak wouldn't be able to take a haircut on the chol ma'id, but the Gemara had a question previously in the Vidalim and Al Abdul Aved when someone was busy and he lost an Aved Rabbi Yom Tov, and we wanted to know, would that allow him as an Oynis to take haircut on Chol HaMoed? But we don't resolve all of it. In fact, we didn't say it as one of the cases that must mean that you can't. No, obviously, they could have made a ton of Shai, because you could say that, yeah, we said certain cases, but we left over, and this could have been one of those. So it can make an Hani ton of Shai. So there's a wine sales over here regarding these cases, and also maybe a ton of Shai. So what's the proof in the Mishnah that according to Banan, you wouldn't be able to take a haircut as a mourner, as a kind? So said, what you can say is he's keeping the Ashkechan plugged Abishol and Rabban. All the sins we've been machleikis between Abishol and Rabban regarding the mourner Islam the Mema, the Tan, the Mestatin. So we could say that the Tan of the Mishnah that doesn't say these cases, or Braisa, which does say these cases, Bahagabligi, that this is what they're disagreeing about. The Tan of the Mishnah does not hold Mixim Kakula by Aval and like Dabanim, and then they don't say Aval. And the Braisa holds like Abishol that hold Mixim Kakula, and therefore it does say Amon is allowed to take Hirkot on Chol Moed. The Kivin of Abu Vlayan, again, because we already see this machlokes, so if it doesn't say, we could say that that's probably the same machlokes. And even though Abu Vlayan, since they're going to Abu, so Bukayin, which also is left out, not me, we could also say that they disagree, Mishnah Nebraisa and Nabuchodonosor Mishnah. So that, therefore, we said, although technically, yeah, you could say Tan Mishnah, as we said regarding the case of Abu Lambeda. The next test not to begin with the Gemara, this tells us, meaning from the fact that we're learning the Braisa, when he has consecutive mornings, that he's allowed to go ahead and wash his clothing, sounds like Aval also betachmais. But a regular mourner is forbidden to do laundry. Take a second look, because they begin to say Pshita, obviously. Even other malachas are forbidden as a mourner. Why? What would be the chiddush in laundry? What you could say is, since we learn later on the Chavah Manaf, and these are the things that one is forbidden in, it doesn't say laundry, you would have thought it would be permitted, therefore you have to come and say that's forbidden. Or Inami, another person, you could say Techbaises, and some of you say the word Mayim come. I mean, they were telling you even just laundry, just water without any of the detergents, come and say that even that is, that from the fact that we say Tochla Velov, you can wash in water, obviously a regular morning is forbidden even just with water. You know, he says not to begin with the words Hoch gets in that the Girsa is Shmuel Amahisa Halacha Gebuyse Bezu Ubezu by both of them, because Amah Shmuel says Halacha Gebuyse make over that looks like the laws of the mourner as the which one is more lenient. That he says we're going to say wait a second even of Mevam and Alf Amah Shmuel says Halacha Gebuyse make over that looks like the lenient interpretation regarding the laws of Erev, not just here we're talking about Oval. He says the same thing regarding Erev. Mevam Amah Yosef says Halacha Gebuyse Menur Halacha Gebuyse Menuri regarding Hechtze Haefkar Akhein Shvisa. Even though no one's thinking about them, it still acquires, or that creates a leniency that has 2,000 amas in every direction. Which, if the same thing is regarding a person that's sleeping, has the same thing. He's going to have a makom shvisa of 2,000 amas. Why do you need? They're both saying the same thing. It's, if you hold like the leniency, obviously you hold like this leniency of that opinion. Like Moran says, yeah, there was some necessity of saying it. But Taisus is bothered. Say Hiros, which asks the same thing. Why should we have to say both halachas? Halachas like Devei Mekel B'Avol, and halachas Rabbi Yisi, who permits you to take cut your fingernails during the days of mourning. Yeah, that's a lean interpretation. The Shlomo says, what you can say is it's a chacha. We needed to say it because Lafukim de'ula. Because since Ula said the halacha is like Yehuda, that you're not allowed to, so Shmuel had to say explicitly, even though technically it's included in his other halacha. And similarly, Taisus from Tam, if you're going to say, but given this little Shmuel, since Shmuel holds that Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisi halacha Rabbi Yisi, because I mean, Perek Mishnah, like the Gemara says over there in Erevin, over there on Nachman Bav. So Lama Lamem Hachal Halacha Rabbi Yisi. He always holds in general Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yisi is halachas like Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Yisi. So I have to say explicitly here when it's Machlekes Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda says halachas like Rabbi Yisi. He also says what you can say is Lafukim de'ula, because since Ula says like Rabbi Yehuda, then we have to say explicitly halachas like Rabbi Yisi. And then it's about Ula like Kashi Mahasam, and why isn't it difficult on Ula from over there where we say halachas like Rabbi Yisi in regards to Rabbi Yehuda? How can you say halachas like Rabbi Yehuda? Because the Hechad Eitma Idma, because I'm also like the Gemara says over there, that's only when it doesn't say who it's like. Then we'll say it's like Rabbi Yehuda, but when it says explicitly, it's like one of the opinions, even though it's not like the Klal, which Rabbi Yisi is saying, which Ula is saying, that is how we're saying, that's not a contradiction, and it could be halachas like Rabbi Yisi and not like Rabbi Yehuda.